The Indian Encounter on the Oregon Trail by Hannah,
Carl,
Shenshen,
and Giuseppe.
Diary entry, June 18, 1842. Today my father, brother Ivan, my sister Angie, and my mother and I was supposed to go north to Oregon. But my mom ran away right before we left with Mr. John White, a rich cotton seller from Louisiana. We decided to set out to Oregon anyway, even though my dad was mad.
There's nothing here for us. Maybe we can find a better life there. A better wife, too, while I'm at it.
No, Pa. Mama's gonna come back. I just know it.
Julika's father was furious. For the next few days, his rage could not be quenched due to his wife abandoning them. Days passed in this manner, and on June 20th, 1842, Julika's wagon stopped at Fort Bridger. After a one-day break, Julika woke up with cholera.
Diary entry, June 22nd, 1842. Today, I caught cholera, and I'm stuck in bed. There was a lot of talk about this disease in the camp we were at last night. My dad said that them Indians probably poisoned me. Dad makes Ivan check in on me regularly to bring me water and keep me hydrated.
Here's some more water if you need it.
Thank you.
For the next day, Ivan was kept busy running from one end of the wagon to the other, attending to Julika and her sister Angie, who had also caught cholera. Julika's father was out hunting buffalo, for their food supply was low.
Ugh! Why do I have to take you to the river? Why can't you just go by yourself?
Pa said that no one could go anywhere by themselves, for the fear of wild Indians attacking.
Julika and Ivan heard a rustling, and a Native American man came stumbling out of the bushes, holding a small plant in his hands. At that moment, Julika felt her legs wobble beneath her and felt the ground drop away. Next thing she knew, she was lying in the back of the wagon, wrapped in a warm quilt, and in the back of her mind, she heard two voices arguing. One she recognized to be her father's, and the other was unfamiliar and foreign. As she faded in and out of consciousness, she heard words like herbs, attacking, medicine, vicious.
Diary entry, June 25th, 1842. Pa says that an Indian man just stormed into camp carrying me, and that he just about flew out of his socks. Ever since then, we have been going at a fast pace, never stopping for a rest, because Pa was in such a flurry when the Indian man appeared. I don't think even now that he has recovered his wits yet. Pa, are you still mad about that man trying to help me with his herbs?
Julie, what have I told you? Call them Indians, and I was just trying to keep you safe. This river that's coming up, it's mapped as Snake River. Doesn't look too deep. Here, get out and help me tie everything down. We're gonna go straight across.
I don't know, Pa. Looks pretty deep to me.
Shut your mouth, boy. Now we're going to cross it. We're gonna get as far away from that savage as possible.
Julika, her father, and her brother made their way across the river. The oxen were the first to be submerged. Julika couldn't find her way out of the wagon, and before her lungs filled with water, she heard her father's desperate shouts. That day, they all drowned in Snake River, just as many other travelers did on the Oregon Trail.